Welcome to the Digital Marketing Insights Podcast, brought to you by Brightside Digital.
Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm delighted to say we have Dominic today, who is a digital marketer in e-commerce and a consultant in that area. How are you doing, Dominic?
I'm very well, Tom. Thank you very much for inviting me. And hi, everyone.
It's an absolute pleasure. Dominic, can you start off by telling everyone just a little bit about yourself and your career to date, please?
Of course. So I have over a decade of experience in marketing, e-commerce, and digital marketing. I've done a master's in e-commerce, and I also have a bachelor's degree in marketing. I've worked with large, medium, and small companies in the past with both a B2C and a B2B model. I've worked with companies like CRH, Leviat, Kingspan, Amazon, J2 Global, Netgear, just to name a few. And during the years, I managed multi-million projects for them, built successful teams, and helped companies to grow sales anywhere between 50% to over 300%. And it wasn't only about the sales, while that's one of the main metrics that all businesses are looking at from a marketing perspective, and specifically from a digital marketing and e-commerce perspective. I've led improvements on the conversion rate, cost per acquisition, ACOS, ROAS, lifetime value, retention rates of anywhere between 30% to over 700% in some cases. And I'll probably during our podcast, I'll be providing a few examples in terms of how we've gotten to those amazing results.
Love it. Well, yeah, let's jump straight into that, Dominic. So what would you see as your main traffic driver in e-commerce? What do you see again the most success, and what do you focus on if you were looking at a new project from the off?
Yes, yeah, that's a great question, Tom. And look, I'll take a step back to answer your question. So I could say I've been relatively lucky to be able to define most of my roles in the past. In that sense, while my direct role has been either e-commerce or digital marketing, I've broadened it in order to be able to provide a very good customer experience and to make sure that we are improving everywhere. Because you don't only have digital marketing within a business, you don't only have e-commerce within a business, you have a business that has all of these teams and all of the processes that all need to come together to create profit and sales also. So I've gotten involved and coordinated multiple sides of the business from that perspective, from digital marketing to e-commerce to traditional marketing, SEO, digital transformation, and so on, and work with different teams to do so, like sales, product managers, product marketing, larger and global marketing teams, also legal teams, and so on. And while not everyone understands the complexity between all of these roles, all of these are different. So digital marketing is different from e-commerce while under the same umbrella. The same with search engine optimization, the same with digital transformation. So they are unique. So to give you an example, digital marketing is one of those terms that is thrown around quite a bit, but it seems that no one takes the time to properly understand it. So to help you and to help our listeners to get a better understanding between it and the other topics, let's do a comparison between it and e-commerce, for example. So digital marketing, on one side, is the process of reaching your audience via digital channels and bringing them to your point of sale. So, for example, running a Google Ads campaign or an email campaign is part of digital marketing, as you're targeting your audience with the purpose of selling them your product or service. So everything you're doing to reach your audience via a digital channel, paid or unpaid, is part of digital marketing. On the other side, you have e-commerce. That's the actual trading of goods and services via electronic channels. In other words, buying or selling products or services via the internet, that's e-commerce. So myself as a consumer going onto a website and buying a pair of shoes or a plane ticket, that's e-commerce. But the way I've gotten to that website, that's digital marketing. Maybe I've seen an ad on Google. Maybe I've just reached out to them via a different other channel. I've seen an influencer speaking about that company or product. That's digital marketing.
Brilliant. And okay, let's touch on and get into the real details of this. Is there a campaign that you're really proud of that you can give like a bit more of a holistic approach of how you went about it? But is there anything that springs to mind that you'd really like to talk about?
Absolutely. So there would be quite a few of them. So during my my years, one of the focus has been improving conversion rates. And those were the KPIs that I was telling you about at the beginning. So within all of my roles, we've had different types of success with different campaigns. And one of them was while managing our Amazon activity, specifically on marketing, we were managing a different channel. It was new in Europe, and we've gotten in touch with the Amazon teams, and they've agreed to let us manage our own campaigns, and we've done so. And in the course of 6 months since we launched, until we were able to see some very good results, we managed to improve our ROAS and our conversion rates to over 700%. Versus what our Amazon teams were getting for us. So this was exactly the same campaign, the same targeting, but doing it ourselves got us a lot better results. And that's been one of the most successful campaigns that I've run so far. There's been other ones also, probably not at the 700% mark, but still very successful. So another one was in terms of not improving our digital marketing campaigns, but our actual e-commerce. And that's why I was trying to do the differentiation between the two at the beginning. So I was in the role, we were putting quite a lot of budget into our digital marketing campaign. So we are looking at a few millions and we weren't converting so well. So I've gone deep into analytics to try to understand that. And it wasn't our digital marketing campaign. So it wasn't how we were getting people to the website. It was actually our e-commerce process, which was broken. So in Germany, for example, people were dropping anywhere between 50% to 70% at the last step within our funnel. And that was the fact that we didn't have the proper payment methods enabled for them. And it was a huge revelation for us because it, again, we initially thought that it was, look, we are driving all of these people to our website and they just aren't converting. And it wasn't that. So we were driving the right people with our channels. Those were optimized, but our e-commerce process was broken.
Yeah, love that. And I've had loads of examples on the show and personally with very similar things with payment gateways. But what really interested me there when you were talking about Amazon and that kind of marketplace,
yes,
is that something you would recommend to e-commerce stores to kind of diversify and have different stores on these different platforms to get a bigger, you know, part of the market? Or is it something that if you were working with a company now, would you say try and focus on your own website and your own, you know, area that you can really, you know, optimize and get, you know, more commission and everything else from? Or would you say go with the other marketplaces to increase sales?
It's a very good question. I've been asked about it by quite a few clients in the past. And the answer is never a straightforward one. It really depends on the business objectives. So overall, if you're a new brand and you don't have a lot of people going to your website, then you would need to invest in digital marketing to do so. But Amazon would give you that channel to enable you to sell more and to put your product out there. So Amazon is very much a product focused channel. So then it gives you the ability to add your product there and create visibility for it. So definitely for anybody that's starting and doesn't have a lot of traffic, the awareness around the brand is not there, I would definitely encourage them to start looking at Amazon as a channel to make business on. And it's not only the overall visibility that you're getting. There's also the distribution channel. So a lot of times, what most people that want to start a business don't understand is that you don't necessarily need a very large marketing budget for it as a start, right? You will need it in the future. But the key element is not marketing budget. It's actual product and distribution. So your product needs to satisfy a need to your clients or a desire. And you then need to have the proper distribution channel in place. And Amazon would be able to help businesses with that also. So they do have an extremely good distribution channel that they make available to their vendors there. So to try to simplify the answer, for anybody that's starting, definitely Amazon is definitely a channel to try it. Now, one thing to note is that the Amazon fees are quite high. So once you manage to build a very strong brand for you, for yourself and for your business, if you have the capacity and the resources to create your own e-commerce website and to then drive people to it, I definitely encourage you to put more budget into your own website rather than on Amazon, because again, the fees are extremely high there. So then if you were to run a promotion, for example, which in a lot of cases you will need to do on Amazon, then your margin is going to become very little. So you'll just need to balance things out.
Point. And just to add to that, don't you find a lot of businesses kind of monitor and track to see what's successfully selling on Amazon and these platforms so they can, you know, try and source them themselves? So if you don't have a product that you're manufacturing yourself or is really well branded, you could lose the market to a bigger company that's kind of their specialty is optimizing and trying to identify best-selling items on these platforms. Would that be the way to put it?
Exactly. Yep. And the other thing with Amazon is to what you are pointing out right now is all of this competition, right? So you may have one of the best products out there, you're unique, but people are going to copy you, right? So there's always going to be somewhere in a different country that's going to be able to do it cheaper and then sell it next to you. So you're going to have a lot of competition very soon because there are all of these tools that enable people to look at what competitors are doing, what types of products are trending and so on. And then based on that, build a business around it.
Really good point. And kind of falls into my next question, which is there any particular softwares that you use on these marketplaces or in e-commerce in general that you really enjoy, you swear by and helps a lot with your work?
Unless I build something, I wouldn't swear by it. And even then, right, with different software, there's always going to be bugs. But there's a few that are extremely handy. So depending on the type of channel that you're using, right? So Google Ads is a must. It's something that you really need to take advantage of in terms of research, in terms of seeing how your campaigns are performing, in terms of looking at keywords and so on. And then on the Amazon side, they do have their own marketing platforms, both in terms of sponsored, so both in terms of product advertising, and then also from a broader perspective, looking at branding types of campaigns. So I encourage you, if you're going to start a business on Amazon and you have some budget that you want to assign on Amazon, try to look at both platforms, both in terms of search and also display.
Brilliant. And where would you go normally for new insights or new information on your industry in general?
It's a few different places. I'm checking the news a lot just to see what's happening out there. I'm checking a few blogs also, and there are a few people that are focusing on different aspects. But I also have my own website where I usually add different insights about digital marketing and e-commerce, and I encourage everybody to take a look whenever they have a chance. I've also created a few months ago a comprehensive digital marketing and e-commerce course. You can find it on my website. It's called edominic.com. It is hosted on Udemy. And then on the actual website, you can find different other articles that are speaking about different topics. So there's different insights about different aspects, like how to build a digital marketing team, how to build a successful media plan, and what channels you should be using, and so on. So in terms of where people should go to search information, do try my website also, and keep an eye out on anybody else that's speaking about different other topics. LinkedIn is a very good resource to see what people are doing nowadays. In terms of business, I don't necessarily, while TikTok is a massive platform nowadays, I don't necessarily recommend it to find information. Some of it is fake, so you just need to make sure that you're selecting the right type of information that you're actually taking into account.
Yeah, fair point. And is there anywhere where you're looking to upskill yourself at the moment, Dominic? Is there anything you're focusing on and get improving your skills?
It's probably what's on everybody's minds nowadays, and that's artificial intelligence. Everybody is speaking about it. Everybody's trying to use it. I've been using it in my roles also, but not to its full extent. So at the moment, I'm trying to discover even more about it and how it can improve my own workload and processes. But also, I'm extremely curious to see where this is going to head into, because it's a massive industry. It's going to continue to grow, most likely, or it's going to fall altogether depending on other factors. But it's an extremely interesting topic, and I've tried it in several processes and different campaigns, and it's great at the moment, but it needs the human input, right? So it helps you to do your work better, but you need to be able to teach and to train what you need it to do. So it's not going to do it by itself. So looking at ChatGPT, right? If you're not asking the tool the right types of questions and then entering the right prompts, then it's not going to get you the right types of results. So you, in the medium term anyway, within AI, you'll always need that human input.
Yeah.
So that's the topic that I'm most interested at the moment, and I'm very curious to see as to where it's going to head into.
And out of interest, is there any AI tools that you're using that are specific to e-commerce? So you've mentioned ChatGPT, but is there anything specific to e-commerce that you're keeping an eye on or playing around with?
I've seen a few of them out there. I'm part of some groups on Facebook, for example, and they are speaking about different tools, but I haven't yet discovered one that I would really like to use. So at the moment, in terms of using AI, like ChatGPT and Bard, for me anyway, it's been relatively limited, as in I'm adding a summary of what I needed to do, and then I'm just letting it add a bit more context to it and add a bit more flavor. But in terms of trying to build an e-commerce process or to improve conversion rates on campaigns or different other KPIs, I don't think there is one ready to do that right now. Now, while there isn't a specific one that's external to parties like Google is investing a lot on this, and Microsoft is also investing on this. Amazon is probably going to follow very soon in terms of automating the campaigns to get you the best types of results. So that's artificial intelligence also. So learning from the campaigns themselves and learning from the results. So I do like to take advantage of that. Again, it's human input, it's my input plus the actual platforms themselves, but I like to use them, and I find that the right balance is exactly that. So working with artificial intelligence or working with the different automation tools that these very big companies are putting together and are working on improving on a daily basis and making improvements like that. And again, Google, Microsoft, Amazon are just some examples that I'm using within their digital marketing platforms. There are most likely other ones also. But at the moment, I haven't encountered any third party that would be able to say, look, I want to, I have this e-commerce business. Here it is. Do everything for me. It just doesn't exist at this stage.
No. The creating the listings and stuff, it still needs that manual yes. human input back and forth. Someone mentioned recently on the show, Triple Whale, which is an AI analytics platform. And I kind of yes. had a demo with them recently and thought they were quite interesting. Basically, their biggest strength is they put unique tracking on your website and they pull in everything, every channel. So if you come from Google Ads or if you come from Facebook Ads or if you come from organic or something, they have their own tracking in place whereby they kind of show you your journeys exactly of where everyone came at what time and who they are and the output. Then they use AI for it. It was really interesting because it's super expensive. It's in like the hundreds of thousands, I think. It depends on yes. the size of your company. It goes by your revenue number. But they were the closest I've seen with an AI backing to it, which could really change e-commerce businesses and really improve them quite dramatically. Because yes. as you know, in e-commerce, it's sometimes so hard to identify what is the important click. Is it the last click? Is it
exactly.
an ad? Yep. Is it a placement? Do you know how did someone find your company first of all?
Yes.
And they were the best I've ever seen so far of pulling in. So their AI analytics, and the bot basically identifies, okay, and says, you should put more money here. This is what,
yes.
what CPA is for everything in this journey and stuff. It basically gets rid of all that doubt we have currently in e-commerce of like, you know, is Google actually getting me the final sale here or is yes. it somewhere else? Yeah, definitely keep us updated on if you do come across some platforms that you think e-commerce that works really well for e-commerce. What I'd like to do, Dominic, is just finish up and ask you the last question I always ask on the show, which is,
yes.
if you could bottle up one personality trait that you have yourself that you could pass on to others, what would it be?
That would probably be my values. So we've spoken a lot about results and businesses, but I believe in any aspect, be it professional or personal, values are extremely important. And for me specifically, there are four that I really care about. And that's the first one is communication. Being open and transparent with everybody, otherwise you're not getting anywhere. And ensuring that communication is not only a one-way street. So a lot of times people think about communication as, look, I'm speaking, that's communication. But part of communication, probably even more than that, is actually listening and actively listening to the person that you have in front of you. So that's one of the values that I really care about. Then I really believe in empathy. We are all people, and sometimes we forget about that as businesses or even as colleagues, right? It doesn't create a very good environment for anybody. So I believe that being empathetic is going to help absolutely everybody, right? So it's helping yourself. But it's also going to help everybody else that's going to work with you. And then I also believe in being focused on the results. We all have objectives. So if you don't put a very strong process in place and focus on the actual results, you're not going to get anywhere, right? So even if you set an objective for yourself, but then it stays like that, just an objective, then you're not going to get very far. So I'm a strong believer that you should be focusing on results as part of everything that you're doing also, and try to quantify that. So the example that you are giving right now in terms of the AI tool that's reporting on analytics, and it's also going into providing insights for it. You can do that at the personal level also. So depending on your objective, see where you are with it. Define your overall steps to get to that place, and try to map out the overall journey for yourself, and keep an eye at all of the stages to see where you are and where you are going to head to.
Dominic, listen, I could talk to you all day, but thanks so much for doing this episode. If anyone wants to reach out to you, or how can they find you? You mentioned your website earlier, but how can they find you?
Yes. So feel free to go to edominic.com, or feel free to reach out on LinkedIn. I'm quite present there too. But Tom, thank you very much as well. This was great. It was lovely to speak with you. Thank you, everyone. Have a great day.